Several had their own telephones that were never monitored. President Truman was once notified by the CIA that the Nazi scientists working for the Soviets were using a postal address in the U.S. sector of West Germany as a cover for communications with the paperclip scientists in America. One General Electric manager working with paperclip scientists told the FBI that the Army's lax security at White Sands Proving Grounds bordered on criminal neglect, especially since about 350 of the Germans' former co-workers were serving the Russians. He believed that it was reasonable to assume that friendly contacts between the two groups still existed. Apparently, overseas communication between the Nazis in America and the Nazis in Russia continued unabated, which has raised the possibility of a parallel space race controlled or manipulated by the very globalists who had created and financed both communism and the Third Reich. Almost everyone who was of age in 1969 recalls vividly the pride and excitement of the U.S. Apollo mission's moon landing on July 20th. It is difficult then for them to seriously consider the many contradictions and anomalies of the six moon landings. What may be even more difficult is to consider that the space race was never a true competition between the United States and the former Soviet Union. Rather, it was a combined space program run by Nazi scientists and controlled by high-level globalists. As the Allies closed in on Nazi Germany in the spring of 1945, top American commanders were given orders to leave all the rockets and their plans at the Nazi facility at Nordhausen for the Russians. However, some commanders unofficially absconded with about 100 V-2s, along with a large collection of plans, manuals, and other documents. According to one American officer, "We gave the Russians the key to Sputnik." For 10 weeks, the American Army had in its hands the rocket plant that gave the Russians their head start in the missile race. Here was more evidence of the collusion taking place at the high level of the globalists who were already directing activities that would lead to the Cold War. After the war, at NASA's George C. Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, the Nazi rocket scientists established nearly a carbon copy of their organization at the wartime secret Nazi rocket facility at Peenemünde.